This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 9-19, 2018. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you are listening to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com is the website, ThePowerHour.com. A lot of updates lately. Easy to get the information. You can search, you know, you're looking for a certain guest, just go to the search, put their name in, boom, and you'll get the interviews. We have the... you know, thank you everybody for your emails, for your calls, especially about yesterday's show, also the Daniel Estulin show. We got a lot of response to that. We have commercial-free versions of Daniel Estulin up there. You can share. Look, you know what happened to YouTube. This is up to you. You want to spread this. This is important information. I think we are at the most critical junction we have seen in a long, long time in this country for change, for good. Yesterday's broadcast, of course, we'll have a commercial-free of that also that you can share. My greatest desire for this, for you and for this broadcast, is to help you to be free. I want you to be free. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. Certainly, later on in the show, we got Robert Redford coming on, talk about his great products, and I want you to be successful. All these things that to me, that is success. And encapsulating all of that is the truth. The truth sets you free. And somebody who's been seeking truth for a long time, Dr. Nick Begich, is on. He's joining us today. We're very happy to have him. His accomplishments are as long as my arm. I could go over them. Of course, he wrote the book about harp. These angels don't play harp, so to speak. Whatever that turns into, I'm sure we'll get to that. Mind control, 5G, we'll get into where we're at. This guy was able to see the future 20 years ago and to predict it and to warn us. Unfortunately, maybe we didn't heed some of those warnings, but now it's coming into view. What is, where are we? Where are we going? All of these things with Dr. Nick Begich. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been a long time since I was on this this program and with your previous host. And, you know, technology, I've been doing this a long time, you know, on the predictive models were really based on what was in the public literature. You know, and people who know my work know it's all extremely heavily footnoted. In fact, the technology trends we're talking about today are like 1,000 footnotes in the two books that dealt with them back now almost 20 years ago. And as I look at, you know, where are we? We're right where I thought we would be, you know, in terms of how privacy works, how public policy is set and manipulated, and how the public is really manipulated in a way that has become very sophisticated. When you think about the whole mind effects, mind control, and some of the easy ways that are applied generally to our population. And the trends in technology, which led to really a more directed, a more controlled, a more restricted society at the same time people were thinking it was taking us the other direction. And I think we are at a threshold in terms of evaluating value systems against where the technology has taken us, because it advanced kind of faster than we've had a chance, I think, for most people to even digest, you know, the impact of it. And now we're living through it 20 years, you know, 20 years later and well into it.
I've been fascinated at this, and I've heard some of your recent interviews, older ones. I've been a fan for a long time, and you've touched on this too. It seems like this idea is rising, and the idea I mean is that, you know, the Bible says one thing about God, and that has a certain meaning, and it has a certain connotation to people, some negative, some obviously positive. But
right.
Science is now starting to look at the Bible and talk about our collective consciousness, our divinity,
right,
for, you know, I don't, lack of a better word, this idea that we have, what we have in us, and it's now becoming common knowledge and common speak in somebody that's not a pastor. You know, you're not a pastor,
right,
but yet you talk about these things. Why don't you address that for a moment?
Right. You know, in terms of science finally reaching a point where it can interpret what we used to call miraculous on certain levels. But I think the creation works by an order, by a set of rules, if you will. And, you know, and I think about humans in this way, and I think the physics bears more and more of it out. But think of the creation story. You know, we're created in the image and likeness of God, which is something I do speak about in my lectures because I believe that. But it's not about our physical form. Obviously, you know, I mean, because some of us look pretty bad, you know, I mean, some of us look pretty good, but it's not about that. It's really about, you know, what we really represent in the world, you know, how we project in the world, literally, and we project through our physical form. But I believe that underneath that is this this aspect of our essence. And I, you know, people talk about evolution. Everybody reacts to that word pretty differently. But I would say it's more about remembering what we are. And when I study the mind control of, issues, you know, across, you know, a lot of documents between, you know, CIA records, university records, what scientists are doing in that field, what I discovered was a couple of things. Firstly, the military refers to a certain set of attributes they call anomalous human potentials. Others used to refer to them in terms of extrasensory perceptions of ESP, but that got kind of a slanted connotation about what all that meant because of the nature of the research back in the 60s and 70s when a lot of it was done, you know, pretty ad hoc and by a lot of radical thinkers, and that's what it took to, you know, kind of go there. But it also is, when you think about, in terms of biblical terms, the gifts of the Spirit, what those represent in terms of what's possible when a person connects with the creation, the creator, however you want to name that. And, you know, in most religions, you really don't because you can't, because words don't express what the creation is. But here's a couple of points from physics, you know, that have been observed and understood and are generally accepted. The idea that an observer, you and me, decide whether something is a particle or matter or a wave, energy. You know, I mean, in other words, we really do, on a fundamental level, co-create the world around us. And I think that's what's meant and implied by in the image and likeness. The other thing I'd say about the process is when you think about this, if you believe that, if you really truly believe that, and I know many listeners to this network will say so, then when you look at another person, you have to change your perspective, and you recognize that you're looking in the eyes of divinity when you look in the eyes of another human being. And this is the fact of the matter in terms of how we were created. And you can debate, or you can decide to be the judge and render judgment about that person's path, but I don't think that's really such a good idea. Because I think that's reserved to a higher power that interprets the path we follow. To find our relationship back with what we are in our essence. And to me, both in terms of someone who studied science for most of my life and been a commentator on it for now 25 years, that science really bears it out. And the other thing I think that happens is this sort of self-depreciating kind of view of what we are, you know, because people, we all tend to be, you know, highly critical of ourselves, if you think about it. I mean, if you're really evaluating your performance in the world, you can't help it, right? I mean, that's a normal thing. But in doing so, the harshness in which we judge ourselves and others ought to be reconsidered in the same light of our own divinity. And I think that's important, is we need to recognize the need to change. We need to recognize our need to remember more about what we should be doing and how we should be behaving. And I think the whole notion of sort of falling into flesh, you know, that whole thought in terms of how it processes for me is failing to recognize the difference between your physical form and what it requires and your awareness and what it knows. And so that's, I think, the fallen state of man that leads to the mess we see in the world today. You know, because it's really pretty insane.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Let me interject and go back just a hair.
Yeah.
This is fascinating, and your books are just fascinating on this subject. Earth Pulse is your website, earthpulse.com.
Right.
You talked about the CIA, anomalous human potentials.
Right.
What did the CIA think about the divinity of man, or what did they discover about consciousness, about our creation, about our participation in the world around us? And those, what do they know that they are kind of keeping from us that they don't want us to know?
The most important thing is what they don't actually say so overtly, and that is, but if you read it all, you get it. And it's that every one of us have these latent potentials, you know, these possibilities with us. And these are the things that they talk about, healing, you know, hands-on healing, that as an attribute that men and women have. The idea of knowing what another is thinking, or remote viewing as another abstract of that, being able to see something at a distance without physically being there. You know, a lot of these things now have been quantified scientifically. There's a couple people I'd point to. I'd point to the work of Alexander K. Varanen, who ran the biophysics lab of the USSR when there was a USSR for the last 10 years there was one. And his main area was to study the anomalous, the extrasensory perceptions and possibilities for humans, and reduce them to mathematics. And I knew Alex, and I know, you know, up until his passing, but I had him involved in some things I was doing with the Lay Institute one time in a conference on mind effects. And then, you know, others who have done work in remote viewing. There's a recent book by Elizabeth Rauscher and others on sort of what they found there. And Elizabeth is a triple PhD in astrophysics, biophysics, and geophysics. She's in her late 70s now, although she won't tell me. But I'm just figuring the math, you know. But she was doing work at UCLA in the 60s in consciousness studies. Before that, at 15, she had done her first work in nuclear physics, which was classified. She did summers in high school at Lawrence Livermore Labs. But, you know, she's done some really remarkable work that quantifies this. On the investigative side, on sort of the darker side, Captain Tyler, who later became a colonel, retired, but he had been mentioned in a book called Low Intensity Conflict and Modern Technology, where they were looking at these anomalous capabilities. And the CIA's involvement in this goes back to the Mankind Research Institute starting in the 60s. And a bunch of really, what they did is the mainstream academics, really maverick thinkers, didn't fit in very well, you know, because they were really bucking the status quo. But they were funded through various nonprofits, other organizations. CIA runs a venture capital fund in Silicon Valley today, you know, that they do the same thing. They underwrite the technologies, and then they utilize those technologies for a variety of purposes, maybe quite different than the original, you know, thought behind them. And so that continues. Only now it's when you start to think about it. The other thing they figured out is to control this anomalous human capabilities, to control people's ability to get there. It was very simple. All you had to do is keep people in a state of anxiety, agitation, and fear. And look around.
Ooh, let's hold that right there. Let's hold that thought right there. I think that's a perfect leaping off point for the next segment. Short segment coming up and then another long segment. Nick Begich, earthpulse.com is the website. Just so glad to have him on. Powerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Short segment here, Dr. Beckett. It's got about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
You said something extremely profound before the break. You talked about the CIA researching, government scientists researching the potential, the latent potential, the anomalous human potentials, and realizing that they could control them very easily. So why don't we continue right from there?
Right. And this was the important point, is first of all, everybody has the capability. That's number one. Everyone, no matter what. And then this is like our
capability
birthright.
To do what?
Well,
capability to do what?
To be recognized and recognize what we are as created beings, and then start to manifest the gifts of the Spirit by recognizing the pathway to it. And it's our own individual pathway. I will say that very loudly. In fact, those from a Christian background, take a look at King Solomon's journey. You know, here's a guy that went through all of the occults, all of the craziness of his day to end up the wisest man in the world. But, you know, a lot of people would have burned him at the stake along his path, you know, and the question is, who's to judge? I think leave that to God to judge our individual paths, and we need to be a little less harsh on ourselves. What the CIA discovered and others discovered was we have these capabilities. If we can escape our flesh and find our essence again. And this is what they discovered. Okay, so I'm kind of blending ideas here between the religious and the scientific. In fact, some of the best conferences I went to were a series called Religion, Science, and the Environment, right? Well, there's a weird combo from most people's perspective.
Yeah.
But it involves some of the best thinkers across religious circles and political, environmental, economic, big players, you know, winners of Nobel Prizes in all areas. I mean, a bunch of people. And this was the interesting thing about all of it, is it comes back to this, you know, that these base ideas formed in value systems, religions, if you will, kind of got separated from science as if they could exist apart, and they really can't. I mean, one drives the other in so many ways. And so that kind of re-coming together is part of what I'm talking about. But the CIA's recognition of how to stop it, and it was through fear or creating anxiety. And you think about how, I mean, even watching the news, if you will, generates that. Watching commercials that tell you all the things you ought to be worried about, whether it's your medication or your deodorant, you know. And so when you create that situation, what happens is your brain cannot reach higher states of awareness that can be measured with EEGs and other means to see when you're in those states where the creative things can happen, where the stuff that your birthright says should happen can happen. I mean, the first thing an angel ever said in any of the scriptures was, fear not, right? I mean, the first message is don't be afraid because everything shuts down. And that's the fact of the matter. It does physiologically in the biophysics of how we operate. That's what happens. So these higher states of awareness are tied to emotions that emulate, in fact, God. In my perspective, love, as an example, religion describes as God, the manifestation of God in the earth. And so when you think about it, not as a metaphor, but as a source of something, when do you accomplish the greatest things in your life? It's in those moments when your creative forces come together, surrounded by the positive empathy, compassion, the positive emotions. And you can actually measure that in brain activity. And that is fundamental to who we are. And the fear syndrome that we're locked in and the anxiety syndromes that we're locked in have everything to do with falling into fear and falling into flesh and having the perception somehow that this little flash that we experience called life on the scope of eternity is as deep as the credit we give it on one level. And on the other level, it is important to recognize what we are within our physical form and then manifest it differently. And when that begins to happen, then you'll see a different world. But what has happened conversely is the technologies that learned about what we are now exploit what we are in ways that do us damage, that affect our privacy, that affect our psyche, that affect our very culture and the way it's formed. And hopefully we'll have time to talk about that.
Well, I hope so. I think that's, we only got about 45 seconds before the break. But, you know, they're turning off our capabilities or keep us in fear. Yep. So that we don't allow ourselves to express them. The other side of that is then not only are they suppressing it, then because they're suppressing it and because they're keeping us in a box, then they are actually using our creative power against us to now manifest this fear and this discontent. Right. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can even take it the next level, which is by understanding how the brain works. You can create certain oscillations in every electronic medium, from internet to television to radio, and create a super sensitivity to the programming you're receiving.
Mm. Here we go. We got a break. Maybe that's why a lot of people who listen to a lot of TV, they, you know, they seem brain dead or something. I don't know, like zombies.
Yeah, let's talk.
Stay
about
tuned, Nick Baggage. Yes, EarthPulse.com. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
We have an Attorney General. I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons, and you understand that.
President Donald Trump earlier today, now the president did later appear to soften his stance on the Attorney General Sessions by saying that the beleaguered Sessions was often absent and performing poorly in his role as Attorney General. Meanwhile, four people were wounded in an office shooting just outside of Madison, Wisconsin today. This eyewitness describes the scene.
Unfortunately, we ran to the windows to see, you know, and that's when we saw the police officers getting out of their vehicles and running towards the building. And we were never really notified as to what was going on. You know, we were just standing there watching as all these police officers were coming in. And then a couple of our coworkers were in the back stairwell, and they're like, there's blood all over the back sidewalk. You know, and so we were just kind of standing there and, you know, what's going on?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's such a pleasure to talk to somebody of Dr. Begich's just caliber. He just drips intelligence and thought and just inspires you talking to him. I'd like to make everybody aware, of course, Dr. See, he's got me tongue-tied. You got me verklempt over here, Dr. Begich. Robert Redfern is going to come on the second hour, and all his products are now on sale over at the Power Mall. You call Jay, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. This is how we're funded. So we appreciate your purchases, your donations, your thoughts, your prayers, everything. Thank you so much. Dr. Group's products are also on sale, and REM Sleep. Time to stock up on REM Sleep over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Dr. Begich's website is earthpulse.com if you want to check that out. Of course, the book Earth Rising, The Revolution, and Earth Rising 2 really talk about the predictive nature of his work, if you want to go back and check that out. We're talking about television.
Right.
And, you know, nowadays, especially with this HD, you know, I'm afraid to let my children in front of the TV too long. They turn into like zombies or something.
Well, and look at it, not just there, but look at all of the electromagnetic carriers, whether it's the rollout of 5G, 4G, television, internet. Here's what can be done and is done, is you can modulate the signal in a way that creates an entrainment effect, what's called a FFR, a frequency following effect, where the brain will begin to mirror, in the case of a visual image, the light flicker rate, which puts you in to, if it's done correctly, put you into a very light trance-like state. And think about people watching TV when you're hollering at them to come and eat dinner and they're totally, literally zoned out. It's because they are in an altered state and they're watching, usually when they come home from work, the news, the programming of the day. And they don't even hide it, right? They even call it programming. You just think about it in a different context. But it really is. And yeah. Advertisers know this. They apply it. Gaming, that kids are addicted to today, something we talked about now decades ago, is based on three-dimensional modeling of the brain in real time. So the kid is playing the game, and they're seeing what it does to the brain. Instead of just getting like a written survey afterwards, how did you like it, you know? And in this case, what they're looking for is, does it affect the areas of the brain that are associated with addictive behaviors or sex drive or the release of certain chemicals in the brain that make you come back for more? And that's how they're designed and why they are so addictive and why almost immediately from release, some of them make gazillions of dollars because of the way in which they operate. When you think of social media, and something we talked about, again, decades ago, what would eventually happen and has happened is from social media, internet searches, just the data that's out there about a person. In fact, this ties back to Brexit and Trump's elections. What was done was an intellectual from Poland had an idea. They took him over to Cambridge and set up a lab around it, and he created a company. And that company did the analytical work to look at people's profiles. And with 300 data points, this is like 300 searches on the internet, 300 data points, you know what somebody is about as if you had lived with them for 5 years. If you get 3,000 data points, you know as much about them as if you'd lived with them for 20 years, and you're better at predicting what they will do than they are, you know, than the average citizen. So they applied this in these elections, and for instance, were able to set up, I think it was 36 profile types that then specific advertising was sent in to move a population a specific way, either for a candidate or against a candidate. And I'll give you an example. There was one ad that ran targeting black voters in the South that ran from the Trump campaign against, or one of his supporters against, Hillary. And the way it did it is it took that voice clip of her talking about inner city youths at one point, saying, we have to bring them to heal, we have to bring them to heal. And in that voice of hers, the image they shot was policemen with police dogs attacking black men on the ground, you know, and a series of those with those words. And that was sent in to voters that were likely Hillary voters that instead of, they didn't vote for Trump, but what they did do is they didn't go to the polls and vote for anybody. So, you know, when you think about how to use data, this is one of the ways in which we predicted it would be used. And, in fact, it is being used.
You just scared the absolute heck out of me. Yeah, I don't want to be in fear. I mean, we've talked about that earlier. But this election coming up with Facebook, with YouTube, you're telling me that this isn't just about privacy, whatever. They're going to totally throw the election. That's what you just told me.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Here's the other example. Now, these big companies that are behaving like monopolies of data information and your personal privacy, because no longer is it about what's in your house that determines who you are and what your privacy levels are and all of your information. It's what's on the World Wide Web and everything connected to it, which if you have the code is everything, right? Now, that's your digital doorway. And I don't believe that we should be asked to sign something to say, okay, we agree to this or that or the other thing. No. I don't think the question in a truly free society in the 21st century to emulate our founding fathers and our sense of liberty, they should not be able to ask you as a human being to give up anything about your basic right to be, which includes your privacy as we interpret what a human being is relative to government. And it is an upside-down equation right now. And the models being followed are the social scoring model being developed in China, where you did your social score, those data points that the Googles and the Facebooks are setting up, so they can be in China, but they have to give the government access to all that. And they can be in India, where other things are happening with monetary policy and the tracking and digitizing of currency. And these are markets that have over 2.5 billion people, many of whom are headed into the middle class, that market interests are interested in exploiting, but they got to follow their rules. Well, in following their rules, they've developed software that instead of applying to communist China and India, they can apply in commercial ways to the United States to manipulate populations for political and other purposes. And that is exactly what is going on right now in these midterms. When you think about the shutdown of free speech with InfoWars and some of the other things happening, the shadow banning and the rest of it, yep, it's about manipulation. It's not about some allegation towards Russians. It's the reality of these mega corporations capitalized at over $1 trillion, running way too much of the world's public opinion.
Many people call them the elite. I don't like to use that word. I like to use the word the syndicate. The syndicate, the global syndicate, they obviously have to be aware of all these things and tapped into somebody like yourself, smart like yourself. What are they thinking right now? What is scaring them? What is shaking them? What is motivating them?
Oh, it's populism. I mean, I read their journals, right? I mean, because it's important to know. No, and this is what has happened is so many people don't read the other side's views, so you can't ever have an argument about it because you don't have the information. Secondly, when something happens, your reaction to it is more extreme because you never even knew the other side existed, how information is so tailored for us now. But I read the Foreign Affairs Journal, which is it's like the insider track. It was formed by, people like Kissinger and Brzezinski and others. And I read Technology Review, which is MIT's technology trends, and their opinions about them. And they're quite interesting. Not that I agree with a lot of what I read, but it's interesting to know. And populism is a big fear. And the disintegration of what they call the liberal order, which is really about a very different system. I'll give you a good example. People talk about the European Parliament all the time, right? You hear about it all the time. But what most people don't realize is not one single member is elected. None of them are. They're appointed. They're not even representative government. They're representative of representative government, which is really weird. And they're regulating what goes on in all of Western Europe to a great degree and controlling their currency through the central bank. The similar thing that they did with the Fed here, kind of get it out of government hands so now the bankers can regulate a lot more. But when you think about it, what makes government strong? And I said this a long time ago when I was in my teens, it's transportation, information, and communication systems. That was before all of this evolved. And it was clear to me then at 16 and 17, over 40 years ago, that this was where we were headed, that these were the things that were going to dictate what made a government strong. And therefore, think about it, technology. How many scientists do we have in our Congress? It's a joke. It's lawyers and other people with other backgrounds. But, boy, science is what decides what's powerful in a country. And average people need to have a greater understanding and more control over our governments in terms of how they use their power.
Particularly when they're taking in our digital doorways. Yeah, everybody needs more lawyers, right? That's what you hear everywhere, right? We need more lawyers.
here's the problem there, too. Think about it as a fundamental right again as we think about our culture and how it's developed. The law, you used to be able to manage on your own. Two books fit under your arm. Now it's three stories of a library.
Great point. Complicate the issue. Diffuse us from the simplicity of our beginning. We're coming on a break here. One more segment with the great Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich. EarthPulse.com is the website. ThePowerHour.com. That's who you're listening to. Stay tuned.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Nick Begich, Dr. Nick Begich, his father was in Congress, his brother is too, I believe, in state, there's another brother in state Congress there in Alaska. We'll get into that next time. We won't wait 3 years to have you on next time, Dr. Begich.
You know, it has been a while, and it goes quicker than you think. But I appreciate you guys having me on, and more importantly, I appreciate the subject matter we've covered today, because I think it's about us ultimately. It's about people, and what we decide to do that changes the world.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. We spend a lot of time on the show talking about the foundation of our country. I feel personally, and many people, that we've been ripped away from our foundation. That's one of the ways they've manipulated us, because we're away from our moorings. The Declaration of Independence, to me, is the revolutionary political document we've ever seen. More revolutionary than even the Old Testament, at least in that part.
Right.
That idea that we are endowed by our Creator, we're next to our Creator, government is below. How important is that idea, and what do you see? I see that as the whole war that we're talking about.
It really is. It's recognition, again, of fundamentally what we are, which is what so many organizations want to change us into something else. Taxpayers, consumers, whatever the label is that draws short of what we actually are. And I think that's it. You know, when you start to think about it in those terms, and modern society is largely shaped by media, which is largely shaped by the will of individuals. And, you know, again, how do you look at that? You know, and the biggest fear of those that have something to hide is being able to maintain the hidden nature of their lives. The internet opened the door on a lot of this, but at the same time, opened a digital doorway to us, to our personal privacy and fundamental liberty. And when you think about government, you know, the cameras are turned the wrong direction. Government should be where the cameras are. We should be able to dial into our kids' classroom as parents and see how the teacher's doing, see how Johnny's doing too, so we know what we might have to do when they get home. You know, but the point is, the cameras all turn towards us. We require transparency in government. I mean, what does a congressman have to hide, for instance? You know, maybe those questions ought to be asked instead of the other way around. You know, maybe the camera needs to be there in their office, where you can dial in and see the conversations that are going on in your interests, with your employees, for goodness sake. You know, what a difference that would make.
I tell the story, yeah, absolutely. I tell a story about my dog, and I told it to you during the break. I went to the vet. The dog had an ear infection. The doctor said, give him the dog these pills. It'll be loopy when it can't walk and it's kind of out of it. Then you can do your procedure on the dog. I said, okay. We waited the time. The dog was out of it. Could not put one foot in front of the other. I leaned on the dog. My wife got the ear back, everything. The dog was out of it. As soon as she put the medicine in the dog's ear, the dog flipped up like some pterodactyl, scratched me, and goes running around the house like a greyhound. I think the syndicate has overestimated their position, and no algorithm can prepare, just like me, for that moment.
Right, and this is it. And I was talking about it during the break, this idea that you know, sooner or later, human beings fall into what we are, and usually it's when it's necessary. You know, that's when our capabilities pop out, so to speak. And a spontaneous revolution, like what we saw in Eastern Europe in the in the late 80s and into the 90s, and you know, where there's no head, no tail, you can't chop it off. It just happens because people come to some awakening, some awareness. And I've been saying it for two decades. We're arriving there, you know, and the elite or whoever they are. Syndicate is an interesting word. You know, 100 years ago, that's the word that was used for the elite. Go back during the Guggenheims and Morgan Trusts and all of that. Same conversation, just a different layer of technology. You know, then it was the Industrial Revolution. Now it's the Communication and Information Revolution. The same kind of gangsters appear, you know. It's like, more or less, you know, syndicate. And what is it that they fear is transparency the most. And, you know, and I said during the break, you know, Judgment Day, when the Book of Knowledge is opened and there's a big gnashing of teeth as everybody's got to reconcile their lives, perhaps that's the spontaneous point in which you actually see into the mind of another and know their thoughts intimately, which is going to require several things. One is forgiveness, a willingness to be forgiven and forgive ourselves, and a recognition of how weak we truly are, and yet how unique we are as created beings. And I think that's the day that the syndicate, the elites of the world fear, because, you know, everyone knows their true story. I had this discussion with a rabbi, actually. It's an interesting one. It was supposed to be an hour conversation because he happened to be at my friend's place. We were in this pretty deep discussion, and what I noticed is he was really self-depreciating or running himself down. And I finally said, you know, Rabbi, you believe in you're creating the likeness and image of God? And he said, of course, I believe that. I said, then why are you creating the greatest blasphemy of all and sitting there for an hour condemning yourself, you know, in a way that is not constructive, but is actually destructive to what you are? I mean, God made you perfect, and here you are hacking yourself up, and we all do this. Be a little more merciful.
The greatest blasphemy of all.
You know.
The greatest blasphemy of all. Wow. And that,
it is.
You know, and if we let these gangsters take that from us, because basically that's what the Declaration of Independence did, is it guaranteed that position.
Yes.
The Constitution, Bill of Rights then protects that position. If we let these gangsters take this away from us, then shame on us.
Yeah, if they divide us to that extent. I mean, remember religious freedom, too. And I don't say it's about tolerance, because I hate that word, because it means that you have to hold back your truth, shut up, and be politically correct. I don't believe in that. I believe in acceptance. Acceptance of the divinity of every living human being came to some place, and to be a little less harsh on ourselves and them. And let God sort that out. That's what our Constitution also says, basically. You know, yeah, we're in a higher position, but let's act like it. Let's recognize the divinity in each other and be respectful enough to have a very different, very diverse, and very charged conversations. But let's do it in the spirit of what we are, not in this illusion that keeps us so divided that we
think. Illusion. Boy, you said the word illusion, illusion. To me, we got about a minute left, Dr. Beggins. To me, the only thing we can get unified, that America can really get unified, is the founding documents, the Bill of Rights. Everybody can agree to the Bill of Rights. If you can't agree to the Bill of Rights, well, I mean, heck with you. There's no help for you. Yeah, you're in the wrong place, exactly.
Yeah, you're in the wrong neighborhood. And you know, the idea of imposition, which is maybe a subject for another day, you know, we were not set up to impose our will on other countries, and we find ourselves doing it. That's why populism is not just rising in the United States. It's rising in every place where sovereignty matters, and it starts with sovereignty of the individual soul, something our government recognized in its founding, and we have forgotten over the last 200 years, and we need to remember who we are, what we
last
are,
question.
And this nation belongs to us.
Last question. You talked about spontaneous revolution. You talked about information getting to people. It's almost like everybody's starting to realize now, will people turn the switch and these thoughts, these beliefs, turn into real action? Will we win this?
I believe we will. And it's a matter of finding the pathway through it and being a little less harsh on ourselves and others. Find the love in it, for
awesome.
God's sake. That's what God is.
Dr. Beggins, earthpulse.com. Dr. Beggins, it has been a pleasure meeting you personally. This is the first time I've ever interviewed you. Let's have you on in a couple months, okay?
I'm happy to do it. Just
Does
let
Big
me know.
Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.